Hear the first words or two of the parable, we all know what's coming. And that's the danger. Sometime when you want to sort of make yourself pay attention, line up the three accounts of this parable and see their tiny little differences. It helps to pay attention. Well, since we all know about it and we know that what the ending is, why don't we just take a look at the way that the Word of God, as it reaches us through St. Luke, expresses the ending. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance. So there's four things that our Lord says happen when the word really starts to produce fruit. First, the person embraces it. It's not the same as saying, that's a very nice idea. You know, I must remember that. You know, embraces it. And it's a good translation because the word is what it means, the Greek word here, katechin. Embraces it, holds on to it. See, the first group, they don't hold on, and Satan steals it. Then, he says, as our translation, a generous and good heart. Probably a little better might be, though it's a noble. See, in Greek there happen to be two words for good, kalos and agathos. Kalos has the idea of the beauty of a virtuous life. It has the overtones of beauty. Agathos is like a good man, you know, that sort of good. Our Lord, for instance, tells us that our good works should be shine before men so that they'll see them and glorify our Father, right? And the word there, as always, in those texts where you have that phrase, good works, it's kala erga. It's good works that are beautiful and noble and attractive. And they come, you see, from that nobility, that generosity, that sensitivity, that desire for the good. And they are attractive. When good is not attractive, it's not good. The other word, agathos, means like virtuous, reliable, good in that sense. You know, it's solid. So what we need is to embrace the word, you know, with nobility and generosity and desire for what is good and beautiful, and with a heart that is good. Therefore, a heart that is eschewing evil. And my friends, this is the heart of the spiritual battle. Notice, it's a heart. Now, a heart is the very center of a human being. It's that place where there is nothing between us and God except what we put there to keep it covered. A heart. You see, it's that place where God and ourselves touch, relate. It's deeper than mind and will and emotions. It's the very seat of who we are. We can fool a lot of people, but we can't fool God. You know, where is our heart? And that requires, you know, constant vigilance, constant generosity, and constant death to self. It's constant. Sometimes easier than others, but it's constant. That is what it means to have a good, generous, noble heart. And a good heart. one that is free from duplicity, one that is free from evil, one that is free. When does that ever happen? It happens to a large degree if we yield to the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But it's going to cost everything. Absolutely everything. I'm saying the Mass in honor of Our Lady and her Immaculate Heart because there you see what it's supposed to look like. You know, talk about self-effacement. Talk about being other-centered. The other being God and everybody else. A heart like that. And we should pray to her for that heart, you know, and ask her, identify my heart with every movement of your own, every movement of her heart, now and throughout her whole life, was breathed into, you know, guided by the work of the Holy Spirit to which she was so delicately sensitive. Now, that didn't mean she coasted through life. If our Lord was tempted, and not only the times that are pointed out in the Scriptures, but constantly, wasn't she? Constantly. And she had to grow. She lived by faith. She had to adjust her whole relationship to Christ. And she kept at it, you see. And then the last word, this one is particular to Luke, as our, that description of the heart. Perseverance. The word there in Greek is hypomone, to abide under. It means guts. Stick at it. Don't quit. When it's hard, you hang in there. You beg the Lord's help. You do what you've got to do. Persevere. And not just persevere doing good things, but remember, it's with a generous and good heart. What's going on in your heart? All the time. Persevere. The other overtone in perseverance is persecution. That is, when things are tough. Things are tough interiorly and tough exteriorly, but also tough in persecution. That's where a lot of fruit is born. Now, we're starting to border on persecution already, aren't we? I mean, just pick up the newspaper. You know, the only form of prejudice left in this country that isn't frowned upon by the politically correct, the only form you can have is anti-Catholicism. Everything else, anti-gay, anti-Muslim, no, that's terrible. But we're still open season. And yet we have to persevere with a good, noble, generous, authentic heart. In what? Holding on to the Word of God. The Word of God, which, as Paul says in Colossians, has its own energy to produce fruit. See, if we hang on to that word, that word will produce fruit. It has its own energy because it is the Word of God. That's what's placed before us as the heart of the Christian life, is to have that heart. We're never trying to hide from God. Well, are we? Yeah. Here I am, Lord. Just read my heart. Show me what you see. Help me get over it. You know, I mean my deep heart. Well, that's why we have to ask Our Lady to help us. To come out of that spot. I mean, was she insulted? I mean, she's an unwed mother. She could have been stoned up in Nazareth. And then she stuck with it. And then our Lord says, who's my mother? Who's my brothers? And she had to grow in her understanding of the way she was supposed to relate to Jesus. And listen to the slanderers. Oh, how many people mocked Jesus? She could see the ones who hated him and were trying to kill him, and she wasn't stupid. They run the country. They're going to get him one day. And to love them and to forgive them, to pray for them. You get the idea, huh? It's in the heart.